Welcome to the Tim Castle Show, where I sit down with courageous people doing inspirational things around the world. My journey so far as a best-selling author of Be the Lion, The Art of Negotiation, Momentum Sales Model, and The Art of Decision Making has taken me to some very interesting places. I truly believe that the stories that we have locked up inside of us can help other people. And through those stories, we can transform the world. I'm sure you're ambitious, hungry, a go-getter, and you're looking for the latest strategies in how to become a high achiever and maintain that success and keep expanding. If that's you and that resonates, sign up for my newsletter, the School of Success newsletter, and I'll hit you with actionable ideas that you can put into play right away every single week. Let's go. Let's get into the episode. Back again, and I can't wait to chat to you now on this episode of the Tim Castle Show. This has actually been such a fun exercise, just doing a podcast, hosting a podcast. I would say for anybody, if you're looking to grow your network, start a podcast. Not only do you start to become known as an expert in your industry, but also you can help so many people. And you get to do it while sitting down with some of your heroes, effectively. You get to meet the people that you'd pay to go see or you'd pay to go meet. And actually, because you're having these kind of conversations, you end up building a genuine connection and relationship with them. And the research you do before each guest, it deepens your connection to them. So the conversations you can have are even more fun, even more valuable for you as an individual. So it's such a great way. So I'd say start a podcast because it's great because it differentiates you from your competition. It differentiates you in terms of growth. So it'll help you grow and it'll help you learn to communicate, right? Often we sit behind this idea that I couldn't do that or I couldn't take this risk or that's not me. How do I start a podcast? Or I don't want to talk on camera because I don't know what I'll say next. But I tell you, after doing it 50, 60, 70, it's even after 10 times, even after two times, the improvement is vast. You might improve 50% in two times. After two or three shows, you've improved 50%. And then by the 10th show, you've improved 50% again, and then 50% again. So the jumps are massive. And also the connections are massive. The lessons are massive that you can pick up from your guests. So start a podcast. That's just a little side note. That's actually not what we're going to talk about today. We're talking today about standing tall, right? In situations that you would normally back down in, say you've got to go to a conference, or say you've got to go to a client's office or a public place where there's, you know, you're on stage or you've got to show up in a certain way, right? There's a certain responsibility there for you, right? And you're potentially going to meet people that either you don't like, you don't want to be around, or don't like you. Or maybe it's just awkward. They're not your people. So it's a networking thing. You've got to do it because your business, your company that you work for requires that you go and you socialize and you do these things, but they're not your people or it's not your space or whatever. It's just awkward. And so how do we combat that, right? And I want to help you today with some strategies that can help you understand how to create advantages in that situation for yourself. So the first one, number one, when you're in that kind of situation, you must keep reminding yourself to stand up tall. So anytime you walk into a room and you're in one of these situations where you know you've got to be there, you've got a certain responsibility, you've got to be smiling, you've got to do the dance, you've got to go around, and you're looking at people and like, how do some people do it so effortlessly? And how do some people look really uncomfortable? And you want to blend in, right? You want to be part of the crowd. How do you do it? Well, you go in with this objective and you know that you don't have to pretend to be anyone else. You can slow down your talk. You can think through, so slow down your pace of talking. So you think through what you're going to say and you answer as yourself. You answer as the highest version of yourself. But you don't want to be doing things that are going to make things harder for you. So scan the room. See the people that you'd like to migrate towards and move towards them. Don't just bowl into a room. Scan the room before you go in. And remember, stand up tall. So this, it comes into play when you've had an interaction that didn't go so well. So say you bump into someone, you're like, I really don't want to meet this person right now, but it's happening and they're walking towards me and this is so super awkward, but okay, guess we've got to do it. That interaction is when you've got to stand up tall and remember that no matter how badly it goes or how well it goes, you trust you, okay? And you're in control of you. and you don't need to panic, and you're going to stand up tall. And the interaction and how it goes isn't a reflection of your self-worth. Because I think in a lot of these situations, what this is really challenging is our self-worth. It's almost like, oh, look, there's all the people and they don't like me and I'm not like them because I do things differently. And therefore, I don't really fit with this crew. And somewhere in that, in society, in our brain, we get lost in this idea that that challenges who we are as a person. Like there's something wrong with me because I don't fit this crew, or I'm not having as much fun as them, or I'm not as into this as just these people who seem to be networking the hell out of it and loving life. I tell you, they're not. It's all an act. Some people will, but not to the degree that they're putting on. Some people will be really, really stressed by these things, and they'll be hanging out and doing things that they don't want to be doing, that don't reflect the best version of who they are, right? And so that's not what you want to be. I know this because this, I spent years of my life, in my 20s, behaving like this, being really uncomfortable, super uncomfortable in situations, stressed, super stressed. And I didn't want anyone to see that stress. So I just went along with the flow. I went along with the crowd. I did whatever would blend in, whatever I would take, but I would take it extreme, right? I'd just be the life and the soul of the party, so no one would see that I was actually stressed, fearful, anxious, doubting, not with the right people. And I wasn't enjoying myself. And to do that, you know, I'd take things too far, right? And so it was a way to combat the anxiety. Obviously now, many years later, I realized that it was just not being authentic to myself. And me doing that was actually degrading my own self-worth. So I was saying, hey, you're not good enough to be in this crowd. Let's not let anyone see that. Let's go. And no one could ever question it, right? Because they'd be like, oh, Tim loves this. Tim's a master at this. No, Tim is actually really stressed inside and actually doesn't want to be doing this, but it's sort of like an act. And sooner or later, the act became who I was. So then it wasn't necessarily an act, but I still had this ball of anxiety and uncomfortableness inside. But I was coated with this act that I could turn on and was turning on every day because that was my role. That was my job. That's what I had to do. And so then it was really conflicting because it's like, well, who am I? Am I this guy that I do 12 hours a day? Or am I the me that, you know, still feeling uncomfortable, but I'm out there pushing the boat out, doing whatever needs to be done and seemingly having some fun, but not really inside being like, that's not really me. And I don't like football, or I don't like, what am I doing at this football? Like whatever it is, right? Why am I talking about these topics when I'm not into this? Like just playing the game, but in a sense, not. I lost myself in a way. And what I want to say to you is, you don't have to lose yourself in these situations. This isn't about fake it till you make it. When I say stand tall, what I mean is keep in alignment with you. Remember that you have value and that the interaction and the way it goes, even if someone doesn't like you or they don't acknowledge you, say you walk in and you're like, oh, I know that guy, sort of know him, not sure. I do know him. Oh, no, he's just blindsided me, just completely ignored me. That feels rubbish. Now I feel rubbish. Now I'm a bit stressed. Now I'm in this situation and not feeling great. Now I feel like the whole room's watching me, even though they're not, but you feel like it. And then you go into another interaction because someone taps you, oh, hey, and you have no idea who they are. And then you're in that interaction and you're like, I'm trying to understand and remember your name, but I'm already still worried about the last interaction. The guy didn't talk to me and I feel that's really awkward, but also rude. And now I've got all this anxiety and I'm speaking too fast to this guy and I'm just talking, rambling. Like this is where it snowballs. And this is where you go from one moment to the other, just in this scenario of networking and in this uncomfortable event. And that's why it stays uncomfortable rather than being a bit like a sniper, right? You go in and you assess the room. So you're able to see who's there. You walk a few steps in, you get a lay of the land. And then remember when that interaction happens, it doesn't reflect your value. It has no bearing on who you are as an individual. Stand up tall. So then stand up tall. Someone doesn't look at you or you smile at someone and they don't smile back. Stand up tall. Keep your value. Keep your self-worth. It's super powerful because there's so many times within this, say it's a conference and it lasts for 5 hours and there's different speakers and there's a lunch break and a coffee break and all of these things. There are a lot of moments in that where I'm saying to you, this is going to apply and you're going to need to remember and just in your mind say, stand up tall and stand up straighter. It's not just the act of standing up tall. What I mean by that is remember your worth, remember your value. That's what that should mean to you. It's not actually, yes, stand up physically, because I want you to feel that. I want to feel you to feel your confidence, your strength in that situation, and you to trust you. But really what you're signaling as well, metaphorically, is, look, I know my value, I know my worth. Not everyone has to like me. Not everyone has to interact with me. Everyone's got stuff going on. And you're there to meet like-minded souls. So this is the next piece. You don't have to meet everyone. You don't have to be desperate going after clients and people in that room that you know are not going to be the right energy for you. You don't have to be desperate. You don't have anything to prove to anyone. So know your value and then just be you, right? Don't be desperate going after everything, like trying to impress the head of this or the president of that, or like talking and talking and talking. Even when someone in these situations, they can be quite academic. That's another thing at these types of networking conference events. You get people that are coming with a certain perspective and they're totally in this one perspective and they know everything about this one lens of an industry. And they come, and sometimes it can be quite technical or quite, they're just expert in that one lens. And then what they'll do is they'll ask a question or they'll answer a question towards you from that lens. It'll almost be like, I'm talking about it through this lens, but not many people know about this. Or, you know, do you want to answer this question for me? Or we'll talk about it. It's like almost like you don't know their world, but they know that you don't know their world. And then they're talking all about their world because it's almost like it makes them feel great that they know all about this bloody technical stuff that literally it's just one slice of a massive pie, right? And it's a way to make them feel better. So they're doing that because it makes them feel, that's their safety zone. So they're speaking from that lens because it's their safety zone, and they're not coming out and learning about your territory, or they're staying to their territory and their perspective. And if you're not careful, it can make you feel or doubt your expertise in a certain area or industry because they're speaking from this lens and you don't know necessarily about that lens. So the whole conversation is framed about that. So take it out. What I do when I'm that scenario, I take it out wider. See, I'm into a lot of different things like investing and the economy and economics and psychology and, as you know, self-help, habits, formation. I've got use what you're into to zoom out, right? Because they're into that scenario and they're talking very specific, making them feel really good, like the expert, like, oh, nobody really understands about all of these different, like, whatever lens or industry you're in. I don't want to jade this to a certain place, but like, there are some very technical things in every single industry. And yeah, it's going to make them feel awesome. And at the same time, there is a risk that it's there to make you not necessarily feel so awesome, or like you're not as good or not as clever as them in the industry. Don't fall for it. Zoom out and start answering the question from a higher macro lens, because there are things that you know about that you're interested in and enthusiastic and passionate about that you will know a massive lot about and depth about that you can use to answer questions, or you can use to start conversations with people. You don't have to get stuck down in the weeds and talk technical jargon and absolute crap that actually means nothing to no one, because there's no real commercial outcome in that conversation at a conference. It's just people talking jargon and nonsense, right? A lot of the questions that people ask are the same. You're going to get asked the same questions 15 times at a conference or a networking event. And just know that you've got options. Know that you can zoom out and you can answer it from a completely different lens, because that's what they're doing. They're answering it from their comfort zone and their safety zone. You can answer it from yours. Do not get stuck in the thing thinking that you have to move to their perspective to answer the question when you know 10% of what they know about their specialty. That's where you, again, start to lose or discredit some of your values, thinking that you know less when in fact you know loads. So bring it out. Bring out your passions. Bring out these conversations and have fun with it. I think as well, other people are quite tense in these scenarios, right? And you never know what's going on in people's lives. In these events, in these places, in networking, when things are in, people are all coming from different, maybe they've flown in. Maybe they've got jet lag. Maybe they've had a fight with their husband or wife just before. Maybe they've got kids. Maybe there's all this stuff going on all at once. And people are stressed as well, but they're hiding it. And so their bodies can be quite tense. They're not as loose, and they're quite tense. And they're also feeling awkward And they're also like, oh, don't come talk to me. I just want to focus on this speaker, or I'm pretending I'm listening to this speaker, or I'm on my phone, but actually I'm just trying to get through the day. And so if you can have fun with it, and you're there to lighten the mood, and you're there to be someone that's not necessarily asking all these hard questions and putting people on the spot, making them feel like they have to be on, energy draining, on, where it's like I'm being judged if I answer a question in the wrong way, or I just can't be asked to answer this question in the industry specified manner, then yeah, you can approach that and be the person that's not going to put them on the spot like that. You can just have fun and just ask normal questions, get to know them as people. Ask the questions that bring them to life, not the questions that suck the life. I think that's a big differentiator. So that's number three. Ask questions that actually bring life and bring them to life. Ask questions that bring them to life, right? Not suck the life. And there's a difference, because you'll feel it as well. When you're being asked questions that suck the life, it's one of those questions that you've been asked 15 times already. And you're like, oh, here we go again. All right. Yeah. Can't wait for Q4. Oh my goodness. Oh, how's the year been? Oh, year's been good. You know, no one's going to tell you the truth. It might have been the worst year on record for them. They're not going to tell you. And it might be the absolute best year on record. And even if it is, and they're telling you that, maybe it's not. So it's all rubbish. Just understand that these questions are going to come out. And after the 15th time, it's quite draining. And you don't want to be that guy or that girl. You don't want to be that. Be the one that's interesting, asking the interesting questions that people are like, hey, I really enjoyed my conversation with Tim on that day. The way you do that is when you're genuinely interested. And there's a big thing here, right? When you're genuinely interested, genuinely, it feels different. And that's where the vibration comes in, the energetic frequency. When that happens, then you've unlocked the secret to networking. When you can ask questions and you're genuinely interested in the other person and they can feel it, they can answer those questions and it doesn't become rote. It's not just mandatory spiel that they've got. They're actually putting thought into their answer because they feel you care. And in doing that, you're furthering your connection and you're deepening your relationship and you're making them feel good. When you make them feel something in a positive way, they think of you more favorably. And they're the person that they're going to draw to you next time. And in doing that, they're going to want to do more business with you because you've made them feel good. You've made them feel good, not because you've faked it or you've gone out there with that agenda. You've made them feel good because you actually care about who they are as a person, what's going on in their life, and you want and demand real answers from them. The subpar standard lines of answers don't come into play here. They can't, right? And how do you genuinely care? You remember the details. You pick up on the emotional words that they're saying and you dig into them. And you let them answer them. You don't say how it is for you. You don't take it off on a tangent. You don't start speaking about yourself. You dig into the emotional drivers of what they're saying and you emphasize them. And then when you do that, they feel that. And then you're there to support, to help, to reconcile, to be there. And you're connecting and bonding at deeper levels, which doesn't happen all the time in these networking situations. So therefore, it's differentiated. And therefore, they remember that interaction as a really positive one. The one positive interaction they had in their day that gave them a breath of fresh air and brought them to life. And then you're top of mind. Then you're someone that is on their side. You're in their army. You're on their mission with them. So you're someone that's in their camp and for them and pro them and not necessarily just one of the many. You're not there to just people attract and just transact. And there's a lot of transaction going on in conferences and networking events, whatever it is. There's a lot of transactional stuff that's just like, I'm going to go talk to you. And there's a lot of show like, ah, oh, Bobby. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. I know everybody, right? All that is just noise and crap. Yeah. There's a show and a dance to do, but you can be like a ninja in this conference, like a sniper going in and being like, boom, boom, boom. And having the quality. You're still going to be seen, but you weave through the crowd and you pick and you're discerning. You're going after quality. And you'd much rather have a 15-minute quality conversation with someone that left them better off, that put them in a better space, than have 10 subpar, average, forgettable interactions that didn't move the needle at all, that didn't actually do anything for you because you were bombarded, you were worried about emotions, you were, all of that goes away when you focus on quality. And because of that, when you're standing tall and you're remembering to focus genuinely on other people, and it becomes so enjoyable. So you flip from this place where the conference is a source of anxiety to a place where it's a pot, a melting pot of people. And in that, you realize there's people that perhaps you don't need to force yourself to go talk to just to be the big person, or just because it's a networking event, and just because they might have something that I need and I desperately need them to talk. Like, no, you don't need to do that. There will be a section of that conference and the people there that you don't need to interact with, and you can move through the conference and away from them. You do not have to do that. You don't have to force yourself to do that. That's not about courage. That's strategy. This is about strategy and approaching this conference with strategy and this networking event with strategy. And then the final thing I'll leave you with for this talk today on the podcast is, don't do everything the same as everybody else. And that goes for life, right? That goes for the time you go to sleep, for the shows you watch, the people you hang out with, the money you spend on whatever you spend it on. Do things differently. Be contrarian. Leave the conference. I often leave conferences early, even if I've paid big money to go to them. I leave. But if there's nothing on the agenda that I see value in, and I've met the people I wanted to meet, and I've left the quality there, I'm not going to stay for the extra 4 hours and do the after drinks. It's not even like I drink anyway. So it's not about the drinks, it's about the networking. But what happens then? It's a bit like saying nothing good happens after midnight. There's a point in that conference where you're going to go, goes like this. The value is going out and you're just going back to the people that are notoriously just going to stay for however long this goes, because they just want a night out and they want to expense it, or they want to just hang out with other people that are like them. But if you're not like them, that's where your own anxiety comes back in, and you're just emphasizing that to yourself because you're like, hey, hang on, I've got to do this because it's good for my business. But then you go home, you're absolutely shattered. You've got out all of this energy because it was taxing on you. It was energy depleting on you because you thought you had to do something because it was societally correct, or it was networky correct. I've got to do this in 2 more hours, then I'll go. And actually 2 hours turns into 5. And now it's 3 a.m. And then you've got to get up and do the next day and you're knackered. And then you miss all the business that came in because you're too tired. And then you're thrown off for the weekend and da, 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 it takes you a week to recover. Or you realize that your time is really valuable and that the 5 hours at the conference you did was absolutely valuable. It was tip top, 10 out of 10, A+. You presented yourself in the right way. You did the right interaction. You had fun. You left people out better off. And now you're going to get the hell out of there because you've got other things to do, other priorities, other things that are moving, and you want to move the needle in all of them. And so you're in and out. You're in and out. You're like a sniper again. So don't need to do things that other people do. It's the smart ones, even the CEOs, right? The smart CEOs, they show face. They're there at these events. They're not there all night. They're there at these events. And then they're 2 hours later, they're off. They've got other things. They might go to another dinner that night. They might go somewhere else. They've got things to do. They are on a schedule. Same for you. You're on a schedule. You don't just drop 15 hours on a day at a conference just because that's what everybody else is doing. And what if I miss the one opportunity where I get to speak? No, you've already created the opportunity early on because you had a strategy and because you were a sniper. You weren't just going around taking whatever came. So do things differently to other people and apply that to your life. Apply that with your habits. Apply that with everything. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. If you want average results, do that. If you want the same results as everyone else, do that, because that's where they are. But if you want different results, do different. Do what you would do and do what's going to put you in the best space to become the best version of yourself and be able to show up with energy, vitality, enthusiasm, health. Put yourself in that position. I tell you, you're going to be bouncing off the walls. You're going to have more vibrancy. And the next day, on day 2, when you go back into that conference or networking event and everyone else is hungover as shit, you are going to kill it. You're going to be awesome because you're going to be fresh. So again, and you've got a strategy. So you're not going to be there feeling sorry for yourself, going, why didn't I listen to myself, and degrading yourself? Like, why didn't I didn't need to do that? I didn't mean to stay out all night. Why did I do that? Doubting yourself, feeling like, oh, really hungover, this sucks, and this conference should be over. You're going to keep it being an opportunity magnet. So that's what I wanted to come on today to talk about anxiety, standing tall, and just remembering that. And I think the big number one point in all of this is stand tall. Stand tall, remember your value, remember your self-worth, and please, please, please go enjoy these things, but don't make them cost you the world. Go in there and aim for quality. All right, that's it. That's a wrap from me today. And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Thank you for sharing and rating this show. It helps us reach other people. If you're ambitious, which I know you are because you're listening to this show, I've got 3 courses out that you can take and elevate your skills around sales, negotiation, and personal transformation, and that identity piece of finding your purpose and knowing how to take action courageously going after your dreams. So get stuck into it. The link are in the show notes. And until next time, believe it is possible. Take that message and that energy into your life and just go for it. Let's go.